It's 5 o'clock hour ahead at home on a Tuesday show at 5:06. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here, downtown, presented each afternoon by Hollywood Casino at 500 Main Street in downtown Bangor, the home of the Celebrity Bar and Grill, monthly specials, and a robust menu with your favorite American grill options. They open daily at 11:30. The Celebrity Bar and Grill at Hollywood Casino, 500 Main Street in downtown Bangor. Well, tonight it is Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The scene shifts to Cleveland tonight with the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors all tied at a game apiece. To break it down for us, we are joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Jason Padd, who covers basketball for today's Fast Break and SB Nation. Jason, thanks for being back on the show with us.
Thanks for having me back out again.
Man, oh man, it's been an interesting first couple of games. Everybody yelled after game one and said, well, no Kyrie Irving, no Kevin Love. This thing's over. They didn't account for the ability of LeBron James to put a collection of pretty much anybody he can find on his shoulders.
I myself was one of those people that thought, Cavaliers have been fine without Love. Tristan Thompson has filled in really well. But against these Warriors without Love and without Kyrie Irving, didn't think they really had much of a chance. And I guess I should just let some Shibabis never count out LeBron James and just the way he's playing right now. Even though he hasn't been his usual efficient self in these playoffs, and in that last game he shot 11 of 35, whatever. But I mean, he's scoring up and he's doing basically everything. The way he gets his teammates involved, playing good defense, and the Cavaliers' defense as a whole has been great. And now we have a series again. I mean, the Warriors had lost three games all season, including the playoffs, going into that game. And for the Cavaliers to win that game is huge. I mean, I'm still looking forward. I would still think the Warriors are going to pull it out just because they're the better overall team. I don't know if the Cavs can win three more games like the way that they've been doing, but definitely got a lot more interesting after game two.
Absolutely. Now, what's wrong with Steph Curry? Is this a holdover from that injury, or do we credit some of this to good defense on the part of the Cavs?
I think we could probably look possibly at all of it. Curry hasn't really looked right since that head injury. He was a little off when he came back against the Rockets. And even game one against the Cavs, he did shoot well overall, but he only shot like 2 of 6 from three. And then obviously the last game was just a complete disaster. But then you do definitely have to give some credit to the Cavaliers' defense. Even in game one when Kyrie Irving was there, Irving is not known as the strongest defender. He did do pretty well on Curry. And then game two, one of the biggest stories was about Matthew Dellavedova. He stayed with him really well, forced some tough shots. But, I mean, but part of it was just Curry straight-up missing shots. There were some good looks there that he straight-up missed. There was that one shot that he missed from the court, from the left corner, where he's almost never misses that. What was halfway down and went out. I think that was in the fourth quarter, and just felt like it wasn't going to be the Warriors' night. And so, I mean, a lot of it's just missing shots. Some of it's the great defense, and then maybe some of that is from that injury is bothering him. Because I know we said after the game, he mentioned how he just wasn't feeling right. There were some times where he would put up the shot and he just knew it was off right away. So we'll see if he can bounce back after game three. I'm expecting he's definitely not going to be that bad again in game three, and we'll see if he can have one of his more vintage Curry performances.
Well, it seems to happen every year that there's some unsung hero who comes out of the shadows to play so well. I'm guessing that in his game planning for the series, Steve Kerr didn't say, look, we've got to find a way to contain Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah, I mean, Dellavedova was, if you look at his game in game two, it's kind of interesting because he started terribly. I mean, he was, and just in general, his offensive game was really bad outside of a couple nice floaters. I think he shot like 3 of 10, missed a bunch of his threes. He had 6 turnovers. So the offensive end, he was generally awful. But then that defense, Curry's going to find a way to get Curry free for more open shots. That means running Dellavedova off more screens, maybe some double screens, some other stuff to try to get him free of Dellavedova, because he basically was on Curry like a glove for most of the game. So they'll definitely have to make some adjustments to get some easier shots.
We're talking with Jason Padd, today's Fast Break, SB Nation. How much of a difference does home court make tonight for the Cavs?
I don't know how it's going to be that big of a difference. At this point, with these two teams, as good as they are, they know that they can go and win on the road. Like, obviously, the crowd in Cleveland should be amped up. They just won their first ever franchise finals game, and so they're definitely going to be rowdy. A team like the Warriors, they've been great all season. They kind of were in this kind of position in the second round against the Grizzlies, and they went into Memphis with possibility of going down 3-1. They came out and they played really well in that game 4 against Memphis and then didn't lose another game in that series. So you would expect the Warriors to that not to affect the Warriors that much. Maybe it does because this is the biggest stage. This is the finals. These guys have never really been there before. But ultimately, I don't know if it's going to be that much of a difference either way.
As you look at the situation tonight in Game 3, really going forward in the series, obviously the simple answer is, well, just stop LeBron James. If you stop him, that's all you have to worry about doing. But that's clearly easier said than done because he's elevated his game, even though, as you mentioned, not as efficient as normal, but this is a man possessed right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors came into the series with a game plan of, I mean, LeBron's also joked about this, about how they would let him get 40, and he's basically done that in the first two games. And I mean, you look at it, though, I mean, they can live with LeBron going 11 of 35, obviously. I mean, you have him make less than a third of his shots, they're doing something right. The Warriors' defense really hasn't been the problem. The Cavaliers only shot under 33% in Game 2, and I think it was the second lowest field goal percentage to win a finals game ever. I mean, the Warriors, what they're doing defensively is fine. It's just their offense has been, it wasn't that great in Game 1. They kind of got out, they were all right in Game 1. In this last game, they just weren't very good. They shoot whatever they shot from 3. I mean, Steph Curry shoots 2 of 15 from 3. He makes a couple more threes. He shoots a little better, and the Warriors are up 2-0 in the series. But I think most of the problems with the Warriors is just on the offensive side of the ball. I think they're going to keep doing what they've been doing on LeBron. Let him, I mean, I don't think they want him to score 40, but if they hold him to 35 points on poor efficiency, and they generally shut the other guys down like they have done, nobody else has really gone that crazy for the Cavs offensively. They'll live with that. They just got to find their offensive rhythm again, and they'll probably be fine.
Do you think when all is said and done, we may look back on Game 2 as just a blip on the radar, that Golden State, particularly if they can get a win tonight, could even finish this thing off early?
Yeah, I think at this point, I kind of think Cleveland will get at least one more game just because LeBron is so good, and they are playing some really good defense. I think they'll get one more game. I don't see the Warriors coming out and winning the next three. But I think we will look back, and that'll almost be like the highlight of the series for the Cavaliers. Could easily be very wrong, because I was very wrong about the Warriors walking to like a sweep after Kyrie got hurt. But I think just in the end, the Warriors are too deep. They're too good. I mean, they were a historically good team, and it would be really shocking if they just continue to really struggle offensively like this and lose this. I mean, even as great as LeBron is, for this Warriors team, they're healthy for the most part. So for them to lose to this shorthanded team, this Cavaliers team, that'd be a pretty huge shock.
Game 3 tonight in Cleveland. The Cavs and the Warriors going at it. Jason Pat covers the NBA. Today's Fast Break, SB Nation. Jason, always great talking with you. Thanks for making time, and enjoy whatever's left in the series.
Absolutely. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. 14 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown.